We hear a lot about sustainability in today's world, but when it comes to a new center at the University of Illinois, the Department of Energy is putting its money where its mouth is. They're investing $115 million over the course of 5 years in a new bioenergy research center in Urbana, one of only four in the United States. The center, also called CABI, hopes to address questions of how to provide sustainable sources of energy as the world continues to grow. And held a kicked-off celebration this morning. Earlier, I had a chance to catch up with the new director of the Center for Advanced Bioenergy and Bioproducts Innovation, Evan De La Silla, who's also the director of the Institute for Sustainability, Energy, and in the Environment. Hi, Evan. Welcome to the 21st.
Good morning.
So this new center is, I mentioned, one of four Department of Energy research hubs on bioenergy. We're talking about $115 million being invested. Before we get to the details, I thought we should maybe start with some basics. And maybe you can just even just explain to lay folk what bioenergy means.
What bioenergy means and what the objective of our center is to develop new types of crops that can generate replacements for fossil fuels, that they can grow various types of oils in their body, and that we can extract those oils either directly as fuels or as other types of value-added products. Think about jet fuels. Think about biodiesels. Think about plastics. Maybe even pharmaceuticals down the road.
And why is it oil and the oil of plants?
So oil is can act as a direct replacement for fossil fuels. So that's kind of the first step. We already extract biodiesel from soybean. Of course, that's a food crop. So when we're using soybean to make fuel, we're not feeding people with it. So our focus is on non-food crops and being able to develop fuels and bioproducts in non-food crops.
And so when you say the focus is on developing products, is it more, are you going to be doing more research to help enable product development or actual product development?
This is basic research. So the Department of Energy has made a huge initial investment in us, which we're very excited about. And this investment really is to help the country and the Midwest lay a foundation for a new bioeconomy. In other words, how can we harness the power of biology to get plants to produce products that we don't typically think of? We're really good at growing corn and beans. And so think about diversifying that farming portfolio to build other kinds of products.
Like what?
Well, we talked about oils, various types of substrate chemicals. CABI has a three-part mission. Part of it is the feedstock mission, which is building new kinds of plants. And we're focusing very strongly on grasses to begin with. And then I guess the best analogy is think about sugarcane. Sugarcane plants grow. They produce lots of sugar in their body. And we squeeze the plant and get that sugar out and sell it.
Well, there's a lot of energy, right, that comes from sugarcane projects, which I should say I know a lot of because my family's from the Caribbean. So
you know a lot
I feel
about
like
sugar
I know
cane.
A lot about sugarcane, yeah. Right? But there are a lot of things that we get from
sugarcane,
right? Where there's rum, molasses, sugar,
you bet.
Lots of. Mm-hmm. So, and when you're thinking about focusing on grasses, why grasses in particular?
Let's just go back to sugarcane just for a minute. So imagine that you could reorganize that metabolism not to put all that extra carbon into sugar, but in some types of sugarcane, putting it into other kinds of high-value products. So what we're already doing with sugarcane is a very good model for what we're looking at. Now, grasses are really good crops because they are big. They produce a lot of biomass, so they can produce a lot of product. They're also, particularly the perennial grasses like sugarcane, like miscanthus, are perennials. What that means is you don't plant them every year. They just, like the grass in your lawn, come back after winter. So the nitrogen inputs, the fertilizer inputs, are very much reduced. The need for tillage, turning over the ground to plant, is very much reduced. And that's where the major environmental costs come with our intensive row crops like corn and beans.
So is the idea that eventually you would like to see, if you're talking about a new bioenergy economy of the Midwest or of Illinois, farmers planting these types of grasses instead of just corn and soy?
I think this would be a fantastic thing from the farming perspective because it would give the farmer some resilience and independence from variation in commodity prices. So imagine, and I'm really kind of reaching down the road a little bit, but imagine a 1,000-acre farm, 800 acres is in the corn-bean rotation, and a farmer now has 200 acres on contract producing a high-value bioenergy or bioproduct crop. That's going to give him financial stability that he doesn't currently, he or she doesn't currently have.
That's down the road.
That's down the road.
What's the plan right now for the research that you're doing? And as I said, this is just one of four in the country.
The whole institute has three parts to it. So the feedstock group's immediate plan, and they've already made some nice steps down this road, is to start reorienting the metabolism of grass stems. That's the feedstock group. The conversion group works with microorganisms, and you can imagine that the feedstock group might find it easy to build a certain type of compound, compound A, but the markets really want compound B. We can't quite get the plant to build compound B. The conversion group will use microorganisms to convert compound A to compound B. The third part of the institute is the sustainability group. All of this needs to be nested in a context that's both environmentally sustainable and economically sustainable. So that's kind of the whole picture for CABI.
Why do you think University of Illinois was selected?
That's a good question, and I have a lot of reasons for that. One was that we took a very different approach to bioenergy than our three sister centers. Our approach is built, as you might have surmised, on the plants as factories paradigm, getting the plant to build the product in its body. Our sister institutes do a more traditional approach, which is to grow a plant. You know, plants are made mostly of, I'm going to use a big word now, lignocellulose. That's basically paper and wood. And then they take the lignocellulose and they break it down and they build products from that. Breaking down lignocellulose is quite difficult. And so we've spent a lot of money and a lot of time on what they call deconstruction. We're going to skip that step. And we're going to try to build the product directly in the plant body. So we had a novel idea. So that was a big part of us getting it. But the other piece is what I call the Illinois value proposition. We have an enormously rich community of plant scientists, synthetic biologists, computational biologists, ecologists, and economists on this campus, more than most. So that was a good thing. The university has also invested heavily in the energy farm. We have a farm dedicated to growing and exploring energy crops. So those are a couple of the reasons that we had a leg up over the other competitors.
Evan DeLucia is the new director of the Center for Advanced Bioenergy and Bioproducts Innovation at the University of Illinois. Just announced this morning, a $115 million investment over the next 5 years in this new bioenergy research center at the University of Illinois. Evan, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Nella.